Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
Ellie my head, so me had to come back again with the new style. Le 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 le.
Hey.
Titi, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. Titi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. Early man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make her feel you, make you feel me. Wine, wine, dance, dance, at the club, high, high. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show kaka for me. Yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. Titi, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. Ma jayori mi, ma jayori mi. I'ma show up by day. That your bad look. Yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. Titi, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't. Mama, na one by one we dey go. Mama, na me and you na today. Mama, jaja yo la baka de jaja yo mama de ma de ba de le. Eli man don't come again now. Eli man don't come again now. Hey, now we see na de fine baba don't do it for me. Yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. See yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, you are listening now live to the Divine Prince. All is truly and indeed a blessing this Wednesday, March 12th, 2014. I want to quickly go into my material, but I understand that it is important for clarity. And since I, have not been broadcasting regularly to sort of catch people up on what is happening. And I am evolving into a new daily broadcast. It is going to be shorter. I'm probably not going to be doing two-hour shows. I can promise you 30 minutes at best. If I have guests, if I have callers, if I have people with questions who are present, then I may fulfill the 2 hours. The 2 hours are still available to me. But my present schedule, ministry, lifestyle just does not allow me to commit to doing a full 2 hours in the middle of the day, every day. I'm acting, I'm doing television, I'm doing movies. Of course, voodoo is 24 hours a day. And we're doing the ceremonies, we're doing the ritual. Congo Square Preservation Society has grown, has evolved in the last 6 months. And I want to talk a little bit about that today. I actually have an announcement. If you are local and can be in Congo Square at 1:30, there's a jazz tour. Now, it's sort of a mystery. I can't tell you who, what, but I know there's a jazz tour that's happening today at 1:30 in Congo Square. I know Luther will be there, Baba Luther and Congo Square Preservation Society. There will be about 30 minutes of drumming, dancing, libation, pouring, that sort of thing. But I believe there's an international jazz tour of some sort that's taking place right now in the city. And I may have a little bit more detail for you on tomorrow about that. But if you are local and it's something you can access conveniently, you might want to drop through there and see what's happening. But there's a lot going on here in New Orleans that many of you may very well be aware. Voodoo is moving to another place. It's evolving to its rightful place. And I, for one, am truly humbled, honored, grateful for any opportunity that I have to serve the spirits, to serve the ancestors, and to represent what voodoo is, living, active, representative of voodoo. For indeed, the spirit is living, acting, moving, creating, healing, building, rebuilding, all those action words, all those verbs, all those words ending in ing that require our commitment, that require our passion and our compassion. Moving into my message for today and the vibration I'm sort of on. Many of you know we had a very unusual Mardi Gras. I think it was the coldest Mardi Gras on record, but it was also raining and damp. So much of the tourist end, if you will, of Mardi Gras happened. Zulu rolled, the parades, all roads, all month long leading up to, you know, Mardi Gras Day. Carnival happened this year. It was one of the biggest carnivals, probably one of the most profitable and prosperous carnivals. And that for New Orleans is a blessing. That's a given, but it's also a gift for culture and community and spirit when we align ourselves and open ourselves to the connection and to allowing it to happen and to take place. And then fulfilling our roles within that. We've all been gifted. Some of us are healers. Some of us are vendors. Some of us are cooks, master chefs, spokespersons, performers, representative, security. So it provides an opportunity for everyone to move authentically within their identity and fulfill our role. For me, it always comes back to voodoo. voodoo. Am I not clear? Have I not said that enough? Everything that I do, if you're not clear, now moving into my sixth year on Blog Talk Radio, if you're not clear, my bottom line is voodoo. I don't care if you're listening locally, nationally, internationally. Everything that I do, everything that I give, everything that I sacrifice, the things I represent, no matter how you feel about it, because I know some of you feel some kind of way, I'm giving you an opportunity to hear with clarity from me, from the source. It's about voodoo. I respect culture. I respect tradition. A base foundational aspect of what our religion and our culture is ancestral honor and worship. To deny, negate, not be responsive to your ancestors is probably one of the most damaging things you can do to your life path. You're literally out there with no sense of backup, no sense of support. And as I look at our world and our community, but particularly here in the West, because it's not quite there yet, the rest of the planet, but here in the West, when we look at the responses from our young people, from our children, from our teens, from our young adults, there's an overwhelming sense of isolation, not feeling a part of, or being a part of something in a very negative way, just to feel a part of something. And I tie all of that back to the absence of respect for ancestral honor and worship. You cannot authentically practice Ifa, Sefaria, Makomi, Palo, voodoo, hoodoo, obia, without honoring ancestors. You can't do anything. We begin and end at Legba, we begin and end with Papa Legba, Eshu, Ilegwa. But those who know and understand know that you can't even do that without your ancestors. If there's one thing that I would promote, that I would foster, that I would assist in building, that I would sacrifice everything for, is for us, particularly in our community, to regain awareness of ancestors. And let's look at the fruits of that tree. That would also put into place a pattern, a habit, a culture, a tradition of honoring our elders and protecting and honoring our children. One leads right into the other. You can't say you honor your ancestors and then allow your elders and your infirmed and your aging and those in need to go without, to not be provided for. Your most direct hands-on connection to your ancestors, beyond the dirt, beyond the ground, beyond the symbolism that we honor in the cemetery, is at the breath, is at the blood, is at the DNA. Our children and our elders. And we now exist in a society that's imbalanced in that way. All of the energy is focused right in the middle. You know, what, 20 to 40. You're 40, you're over the hill. That's what they used to say. I know there's this new 30 and this new 40 now, and I support that. There's enough awareness of diet, of health. We're in a very different place in the world in terms of longevity. So I support the new 30, the new 40, the new 50. I support that. But a great deal of our energy culturally nationally, particularly here in the West, is right in the middle. Where we give the bare minimum to children. We give the bare minimum to education and expect the maximum. We give the bare minimum for our elders. And somehow we expect that someone else is in a position to do it. Some other group, some other system, some other organization is in a position to do that which historically has been done within the family, within the community. So whatever be the religion, the philosophy, the belief system, it's about what you do. And let me take this quick moment to speak to the growing movement of so-called conscious people who are now anti-religion. And I ask you, one, what then now are you practicing? Because you're still in practice. Let's be clear about that. Now, if you ask my opinion, I think you've now replaced religion with politics. And that's why so many of you are so dissatisfied. You've thrown all the baby out with the bathwater in terms of religion, which, let's be mindful, belongs to us. It's the most natural African thing you can do is to acknowledge the forces of nature around you. That's religion. Okay, but you decided now that you want to toss that out. So what now have you replaced that with? Socialism, radicalism, politicalism? What ism now have you replaced that with? There is no void. I think some of you think you're sort of floating in the void. You're autonomous and all thinking unto yourself, not. We're all connected to the universal mind. We're all connected to the media. We're all connected to what other people say and do. We're all connected to the next person's opinion. How you respond to that is individual, but we're still connected. There's no disconnection from that. I don't care how far in the woods you think you live. You still got some law, some system, some governance, even if it's communal, that you have to adhere to. Some of us who live in the quote-unquote hood should really understand that. There's nothing more tribal than that. Brothers, my masked Mardi Gras Indian brothers, can teach me the history, teach me the culture, teach me the tradition, help me to sew, teach me how to sew. But right now all you're showing me is tribalism and humbug. And we can't move forward on humbug. A lot of our political positioning is just humbug. Even when we look at Democrats and Republicans, and it's just humbug. A bunch of talk, a bunch of argument, the occasional catfight, the occasional blow. But at the end of the day, it's the new religion. You now believe in your political positioning because it can't be science, because many of you claim you don't believe that either. So we've got to examine that. You've got to examine that as you beg the universe for results, for change, for manifestation. Whether you're conscious of that or not, whether you're actively in prayer of that or not, whether you're actively ritualizing that or not, every thought, every vibration that we emit begs the universe for response. It's a natural part of the divine science of creation. We're constantly in that state of creation. When you're in that constant complaint mode, and you're YouTubing it, and you're Facebooking it and you're tweeting it, and all I'm seeing is your complaints. I also know what's happening in your head. You're not far from me, Philly, New York, Germany, UK, it doesn't matter where you live. Your inner workings are open to us with every word that comes out your mouth, with every vibration you admit. I admit all is a blessing. All is a blessing. All is a blessing. Some would say to a fault. You know, I get the occasional pop in, instant message, how you doing, what's happening, all is a blessing. And some of you get frustrated with me about that because you don't understand that. It's about reaffirming, reconfirming, re-emitting that vibration that becomes your reality. If I allow 5 seconds of I'm tired, this is going on, that's going on, the complaint, the negative, that's energy that goes to feeding that. And I've got too much to do. We've got too much to do. Hey, look, I know you're paying attention. There are all kinds of systems in place. I know you're paying attention. I know how many people are listening. I know who's on YouTube, Facebook. Yeah, I know. Even here in New Orleans, you ignore me every day, and then you go to my YouTube. I see you, and I thank you for that. I appreciate you for that. I have a great many views because of that. But I want you to take note. I'm doing the work. I'm not spending a lot of time in complaint. I'm not spending a lot of time focused in on what's not right, what's not happening. And when we do take that position, we take that position to then do something, to then actualize something. And I am one who's very optimistic about that. I believe the work is being done. I was talking with a great friend of mine yesterday about that, specifically about New Orleans. The work is being done in small bits and bites by individuals in their own space, in their own neighborhood, on their own block, in their own agenda. What's not happening is the unifying co-unity. We're not coming together with it so that it affects the whole. And we can't continue to operate that way and battle all the great big forces that we are now coming up against culturally, economically, in terms of gentrification and all the other things that are happening, the noise ordinances and all the little things that eat away at my ability, your ability, all of our ability to just live and do what we do in New Orleans. I support the cooks, the chefs, the restaurants, the tourist industry. I may not be an active participant in it, but I realize I get a benefit from it. I realize that it benefits the city. I realize that it shows up somewhere. And I do my part where I can. I play the hand dealt me. I don't come to restack the deck. I don't come to redeal, I renegotiate. You know, that may be someone else's call to do that. That's not my call to do that. I play the hand I am dealt, and I'm going to play my hand from Voodoo. It's that simple. So if I could impart anything to my clients, to my students, to my godchildren, to my friends, to my family, to my listeners, to my frenemies, to my haters. Acknowledge your ancestors. Acknowledge where you come from. Acknowledge the forces that operate with us, around us, that are so much greater than just flesh. just politics, just religion, just all the surface stuff that we deal in every day. Some of us, particularly the artisans, the musicians, and the creators, the craftsmen, the seamstress and the tailor and the sewer and the beater, we're beating history, we're beating culture, we're beating tradition. Some of us are beating for longevity. I don't plan to tear down my cemetery here. So I'm putting that quality into the building process for longevity. To tell my story, to tell our story, to tell the history. And yes, to reaffirm voodoo. Voodoo was here first. I dare say it might be here after. But it's definitely here first. And it begins with me and how I live every day and my ability to impress that and share that code unity with others who are deeply committed. And they're all not right here in New Orleans. We're working to bring that together in a more cohesive manner. The technology, the internet, social media, it's time. Whether you're ready for it is another issue. Times are moving on. It's here. The world has gotten smaller because of this technology. We bless Papa Bon Hogan Kapop in Haiti, in Miami, in North Florida for all his work. And without being able to witness and be a part and experience through the internet, we might not have that awareness, that connection. We bless Osofo. We bless Oyo. We bless Benny, Wida, and all those who send love and support every day. But at the end of the day, it's about what we do, what we commit to, putting our beliefs and our philosophies and our politics and our rhetoric and our opinions into action. One of the downsides of the internet is the ability to spew your opinion incessantly without end, without any real direct connection to the responsibility for that energy. It's no different than being responsible for what you say to people's face every day, how you treat people on your job, how you treat people in your family, how you commingle in your community every day. It's a part of the new world community. And just because you have this false sense of autonomy does not mean that there's not an alchemical, universal, spiritual, sometimes physical, sometimes economic, sometimes political, put any other word you want to add to that, response to what we say, what we do, what we project every day when we get on this internet. So I want to be known for all of the blessing. I want to be known for the guy in New Orleans who swore by voodoo, demonstrated voodoo, was active in voodoo, not for the guy who debated voodoo, who talked about voodoo every day for 2 hours on Blog Talk Radio and entertained folks. I'm not an entertainer. I'm a performer. I'm a performer, but I am not an entertainer. Let me be clear. I do movies, I do stage, I do television, I do radio, I perform. The role of a voodoo priest, but also various other roles within life, which give me an opportunity to show the diversity of the culture the diversity of the environment that the culture exists in. But I'm not an entertainer. My goal is not to make you laugh, not to make you smile, not to make you make changes, not to sort of coerce you into accepting my religion, but to perform 100% authentically within the culture. So having said that, reaffirming, I will be present here now every day, again at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time. I'm going to commit to 30 minutes on the event that we have a guest or something someone really wants to say. We will do 2-hour show, but I'm only going to commit now to 30 minutes a day. And hopefully you'll gain that which you need from me. And if not, you can always send me an email at divineprince@houseofthedivineprince.com. You can visit me 24 hours a day on my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can visit me on Facebook.com, The Divine Prince. I'm on Twitter, The Divine Prince. And I'm on YouTube, Voodoo Tie, VOOTYE, on YouTube. We will be masking this Sunday, Super Sunday. It will be the next major Mardi Gras Indian event after following our Rain Out Mardi Gras Day. And then, of course, Wednesday, March 19th, St. Joseph night. I hope to meet you in the streets. I hope to see you in the crossroads. Come see me. Until the next broadcast, remember that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated, the Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang, we beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated, retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat. Be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart. Beat, heart, beat, heart, be at this place, be heart, beat, beat, we beating place in new world space, beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance. Be Banza music. And sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate, whip out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter, no matter how much of us they prohibit, no matter how much of us they prohibit, deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. 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 So. Congo Square. Beat. Congo Square. Beat.